Welcome to The Point. I'm Amy Vince. Today's topic is poetry. Later in the hour, Sean Corcoran talks with the founder of the National Student Poetry Program about the importance of inspiring youth to excel in their creative endeavors. We'll also hear how an oceanographer blends science and poetry to achieve a deeper understanding of our planet. But first, Mindy Todd sits down with participants in the National Student Poetry Program.
Each year, the President's Council of Arts and Humanities hosts a nationwide poetry competition for student poets. The five winners are chosen from more than 20,000 submissions. Each year's class of winners goes on to serve as a literary ambassador and shares their passion for poetry and the literary arts with their communities. Past winners of the poetry competition convened in Woods Hole over the holiday break for a writing retreat, and several of them join us in studio. Ashley Gong and Julia Faulkner are winners from 2014. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
And Michaela Copeland is a 2013 winner. Well, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
So first, a belated congratulations on winning the competition. As alumni of the program, some of you recently returned to the White House to perform a collaborative poem for First Lady Michelle Obama, who serves as the honorary chairman of the President's Committee on the Arts and Humanities. So tell us about that experience at the White House and meeting the First Lady.
So this year is the program's fifth anniversary, so we thought it'd be a great idea if all the alumni convened back in the White House, where we originally read our poems for our own appointment ceremonies, to deliver a alumni collaborative group poem. So over the summer, we kind of reflected and thought about what it meant to us, both before, during, and after our National Student Poet Ambassadorial years, and we created a poem on that, created choreography, and then in late September, we convened back at the White House to perform the poem. It was an amazing experience. We all had a great time getting to see the new class and getting to talk about what the experience had meant to us. And I think it was a really powerful experience for everyone involved.
The other two are nodding. So what was that like? I mean, you were reading for the First Lady. That must have been, pretty exciting, right?
Yeah, I think it was extra special for everyone because it was the last reading with the Obamas in office. So it was the last time we were there with Michelle, and it was really special.
Yeah,
it's always surreal.
but you did this as a group, this collective, this collaboration on this poem. So was that difficult to get everybody to agree, or was working with a crowd like that, did it work out? Evidently, it worked out okay in the end. But I mean, were there some challenges there?
Over the years, we've done a lot of collaborative work together, and I think it always turns out we're on the same page, and usually that page is a Google Doc, and, then everybody can see and edit at the same time. It always comes together somehow.
All right, so each of you, I want to hear from each of you how you started writing poetry and what it was about that appealed to you, and Ashley, we'll start with you.
I used to read various short stories when I was younger, and then freshman year, it was really out of the blue. One day I woke up, decided to write a poem, and I pretty much fell in love with it. I think that poetry, since the medium is like so short, so concise, I just fell in love with like having so much power condensed in such a small space, and I just kept reading, kept writing, and things just took off from there.
How about you, Julia?
I started listening to a lot of slam poetry when I was starting high school, so I think I really fell in love with the cadence of it and the melodic quality of poetry, and from there I started writing my own, I guess first by imitating other people, and then once I kind of found my legs, I kind of created my own style.
Yeah, found your voice, so to speak, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Michaela?
Well, my mother was in the army, as her father was before her, and my grandfather used to always send poems in his letters home, so she continued that tradition with myself and my sister. And I think something about having that experience of reading poems coming from afar and experiencing how it can really be a form of connection and the power that words have when they're so condensed in such a meaningful way in letters home was really the beginning for me.
Yeah. Now, this contest, 20,000 submissions and five winners are chosen. So what did you think about that? Because, rejection, when you write, your poems aren't always going to be accepted. You were lucky that you were the winners. But did you think about that when you entered? Were you at all worried about, having your poem rejected?
I mean, I've been rejected a million times. I've entered for other competitions and contests and things like that, and you can't really think about rejection. You just have to think about sending the best work that you want to share the most.
Mm-hmm. Everybody nodding, you're in agreement with that?
Yeah? Definitely. All right.
So most of you are busy with school and work. Is it hard to find the time to write? You know, has this retreat allowed you the space to get, you know, the creative juices flowing, or has it been difficult to unplug? What's that like for you?
I think in general, writing is something you definitely have to make time to do. I don't think you're ever really in an ideal place in your life where all you're going to do is write and all you're going to think about is writing. But if you can, I don't know, if you can make space for something that you really love, and no matter how little time it is, every day or every week or every month, if you can, I guess, carve out a space for poetry, you can do it anytime. Mm-hmm. That said, it is really amazing to have this week where all we're really doing is writing and all we're thinking about is writing. Mm-hmm. It's been really amazing so far.
So when you write during retreat like this or in your free time, is there a difference in the work you write for yourself and the work you share with others for a specific purpose?
I guess I don't really ever really try to draw that distinction. I feel like whenever I write, I'm always primarily writing, I wouldn't say for myself, but for something that I want to write, something that is not really meant for an audience per se, or something not specifically geared for an audience. But I feel like when you write for yourself, or when you write the story that you really want to tell, it ends up being the most powerful and impactful story for your audience.
I should mention that I'm seeing nodding heads here, so you all feel that same way. As we mentioned earlier, winners of the competition go on to serve as literary ambassadors in their communities. So tell us some of the activities that you participated in as a part of this role.
I decided that for my community service project, we each are, you know, given free rein to design and execute our own community service project during our year. I had really been helped by having poetry as an outlet as the child of military parents, and so I wanted to reach out to other military children and the military community as a whole, which can be very stoic, and kind of share poetry as a creative outlet where freedom of expression is freely available. So I did workshops at Carlisle Barracks to military children. I also did, you know, workshops around the Northeast to a women's correctional facility, some ESL students, and a bilingual school, which was really cool to write poems in two languages at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Julia, what'd you do?
For my service project, I designed eight free poetry workshops in Boulder and Denver for LGBT youth centers. So we did all kinds of things. We started off writing poems in a kind of traditional sense, and then we moved on to looking at different musical artists. We did some collaging. We did some blackout poetry. We ended up even painting some furniture. So we kind of did a multimedia experience. It was really enriching, I think, for everybody, especially me. I learned, I think, more from them than they did from me.
So, what about you, Ashley?
For my final project, I worked with students from Newtown Middle School and also Newtown High School in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, because being from Sandy Hook, where the shooting happened 4 years ago, poetry is definitely something that really helped me process the events that happened. So I definitely wanted to pass on that appreciation and love for poetry and just that like healing power onto other people in my community. So I created weekly workshops that spanned 2 months, and it was pretty dynamic. So we had like pop songs, board games, just like things from all over the spectrum, and combining them to create lots of group poems and poems that kind of asked people to look from the perspective of other people in the room. And I think it was really great having that collaboration, having that sharing of all these like words and ideas. And I guess it just felt really amazing to be able to work right directly in my own hometown and to be able to give back to the town that's given like so much to me.
Mm. So did these activities help prepare you for the demands of college or work? And did you find yourself more comfortable expressing your opinion or leading a group? Because I imagine for some of you, this was the first time you did something like that, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think having free rein to design the whole project and to, I guess we had to reach out to different community groups, and we had to come up with activities, and just kind of taking the lead on that was something I had never been able to do before. So it was really great to have a project that was all my own and have the support of NSPP.
Anybody else want to add anything?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I think when you have to be on top of it and wrangle, you know, 20 kindergartners in a kindergarten poetry exercise, you're pretty much confident with organizing yourself after that. Yeah.
So what's your advice for middle school or high school students who might have an interest in creative writing or poetry, even if it's not the most popular pursuit of the people of their age? What advice do you give them?
Well, I don't know if I'm qualified to give advice yet because I need much of it myself. But I definitely say for anyone interested in creative writing, just to honestly go for it, because I got into poetry through a very out-of-the-blue way. It was not something that I never imagined that I would ever start writing. And I think that if they like it, if it's something that gives them some sort of like happiness in their life, some sort of outlet, then I think it's definitely worthwhile. They should definitely continue pursuing it, and maybe even like reaching out to other like poets in the area and forming some sort of community.
Yeah, I would add that reading poetry and reading creative writing is also really important. And I guess forming a community with other writers and caring about their work is something that will go a really long way when you're developing your own vision, and supporting the people around you will also in turn lead to a lot of support for you and for the things that you want to talk about. And yeah, you'll be able to find your space, I think, by listening to other work and reading other work.
Yeah, I think it's very important to read and listen to other work, as you said, Julia, but also not to be intimidated by that. Because I definitely went through a period where I was like, well, you know, I'm never going to write like one of the greats, so I might as well not write at all, you know, and it just takes stepping back from, you know, reading great literature and saying, you know what, I can't write like that, but I can write like me, and nobody else can do that.
Right. And you can't write like that yet, maybe. Yeah, you don't know. You might be a great, you just don't know. And we'll be airing poems from the poets who have come for the annual alumni writing retreat during our Poetry Sunday segment on WCAI. But we'd like to have each of you share a poem with us now, if you would like to do that. So, Ashley, let's hear your poem.
Sure. So this is entitled Speak. I take the scythe and remove my shadow. It never hurts, only slits my spine and allows light to spill through, creating horizon. When the process is complete, I come up for air and try to save the boy. I tell him that the tongue is the strongest muscle in the human body and teach him to speak. When he does not respond, I realize that he has no mouth and that I have no patience and that together we are useless. I do not tell him that I claw through payphones for my lost mother, hearing silent apparitions in every departing plane, that the hour is never correct and the words always drift too late. He needs to hear this, but I remain daunted. He is only a boy, and I am only an island, and he does not yet grasp the density of pain, the way a displaced object, thread, feeling, becomes a treacherous comet moving against itself. He only understands loose rope, visiting hours, the way deer chase headlights as if they were stars. In dark, I touch his scars, and he peels my mouth until we are both broken with this disgusting hunger. When he cries, I make no move to comfort him. I let him destroy himself in his name until he is racked with the same immovable sky. When night falls, we reach for sound until it blinds us. Our hands, deflated life vests worn by too many bodies except our own, and our mothers, buoyed down stubborn white halls, dreaming of a world beyond the emptied room.
Julia?
This poem is about where my grandparents grew up. It's called Ellis County, Kansas. In the summers before we were women, we snuck through the walls with the farm puppies. We found hips with the youth chased out, an old kitchen still ripe with Genesis and dust. We found our mouths could touch without kissing and pulled at the ticks blooming on dogs' bellies, butterscotch jewels toughening with their blood, guns and puppies and my gold-colored shoes. I pressed my ear against one body, its shining skin with the ticks hanging off, black mouth and steaming tongue, all that ceaseless humming. In supermarket tanks, The dark lobsters would pile their crowding bodies on top of each other, and we would wonder if they even knew that the others were alive. We brought the rifles, but forgot to clean them. We forgot a lot of things. Someday I will finally understand why Slim shot that dog, why we opened stalls and found mother spaniels with silver braces cupped deep inside their cheeks. We pushed our mouths against the warm backs of those babies. If you go down deep enough, we thought, you eventually have to get emptiness. We kept our eyes open. Girls and puppies and the sore muscles of God licked our canine teeth. Then we shot all of the branches from a tree that was already dead, and I showed the puppies little bubbles of air inside the metal shells. Our lips pressed together, but we never kissed, even once. We were too busy looking for all of those bullets.
Michaela?
This poem is, After November, All We Dare Do Now. Wake up. We will wake up, and we will climb into the day, and we will dare to let the sunlight catch our skin. And we will dare to begin again. We may wear our fear like armored scales and carry your heavy hatred sound, but you will never weigh us down. We will plant ourselves in hollowed ground. We will tunnel under every wall. We will not answer when you call. We will call ourselves by different names. We will dare to wake up unashamed in bodies we dare to call our own. We will wake up and begin again with the battles we have fought before. We will build within ourselves a home. We will dare to leave an open door.
Ashley Gong, Julia Faulkner, Michaela Copeland, all past winners of the National Student Poets Program with the President's Committee on the Arts and Humanities. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up after a break, Sean Corcoran speaks with the founder of the National Student Poetry Program.